Blog Talk Radio.
The Truth Is Out There radio show. We had some technical difficulties getting on, and we're working on a couple of breaking news, and of course, both Scarlett and I are having problems speaking because you both got very bad colds and stuff. So it's a combination of everything right now. But a couple of things. Tomorrow is going to be what they call a Democratic showcase. Of the J6 commission is going to have the little production and stuff like that on TV at night, in the evening, and they're going to, this is the last ditch effort to save their party. But Liz Cheney is
definitely
going to go.
I don't know, Biden said they did great.
Yeah, well, Biden is a jack of us, plain and simple. We're going to show up for 24 minutes, which is fine, okay? At least we didn't give up, so much go on. And Sunday we'll have back a normal schedule and go from there. So, anyway, because normally we're supposed to be off from 8 o'clock until 9 on Wednesday, but there was some technical stuff and they put us back at 7, and we kind of missed out on the TrimaCast, but that's okay because they could take from our old shows and post it on there, so that's a good thing. But Nancy Pelosi is the showman right now with Liz Cheney and stuff, and you know, like Gawker said, Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney both needs to be impeached and put into a prison cell. So that's what they're going to do anyway. But the great news in California, the far left, the progressives lost big. They lost the San Francisco DA. They lost the mayor's race. It's in the runoff. And the one that was supposed to run away with it lost in Los Angeles, lost basically a runoff, but she'll lose anyway, to a Republican that a couple of days before the election turned Democrat and got the vote. And he actually beat her. But they didn't get 50%, so they do a runoff. But so this guy, Will Caruso, will win because he's a law and order candidate, and crime is so high, drugs are so bad, and people are literally dying in the street, walking over knees, bent needles, and homelessness and everything else. And of all the murders and crimes and everything that's going on in California, even the Democrats lose cities and states, they're losing big. And this is across the country. So it's going to be a tsunami on that. So we got that going on. Yesterday, other than that, there was no real surprises across the board. Trump said he won in every one of his races that he predicted so far on yesterday. There are more primaries coming down in the next few weeks and stuff until August, believe it or not. It goes all the way down to the end of August. August 23rd is Florida. Like I said, got this going. And yeah, I got work tomorrow, so it's got to deal with that. But the point is, this is going on, and it's really interesting to see the American people are standing up. Again, in other places around the country, people are starting to stand up and report teachers and school boards are bringing kids, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds to gay clubs, to transgender clubs, drag queen shows and things like that for a so-called Pride Month. I got a better idea. Yeah, we all support Pride. Pride in the American flag. Let's not, forget about the rainbow. Concentrate on the American flag and you'll be better off. And stop focusing on rainbows, because rainbows right now is not what it's. You know, when you hear the song "Somewhere Over the Rainbow," that was there. That was for good luck. That was for the pot and the gold at the end of the rainbow, and all that stuff. It has nothing to do with any kind of sexual fixation or anything in that. And people are getting fed up with that, and they're standing up. And we don't want our kids to be indoctrinated, recruited, and stuff like that. These people that are bringing these kids, the school kids, into drag queen shows and other things like that, they should be arrested for child abuse. And that's important. And that's a crime. It's assault on the physical, mental abilities of these individuals. Any comments, Scarlett? Hey, Scarlett.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sucking on a cough drop. I don't feel good.
Yeah, we're both having this.
I'm having some fever, and I'm just sitting here in zombie land.
Yeah, so
I don't know what happened with the show.
It was supposed to be scheduled for 8 o'clock, and I get on early, and I saw that we already lost almost half the show, so I got right on, and we started to do it.
I don't know what happened.
But that's okay, you know, technical difficulties, things like that happens.
I like dead air.
Yeah, well, actually, when we got on, our theme song came on and things of that nature. But thank God we didn't have any guests today. We were just going to be talking to them. But actually, it's actually a good thing because neither one of us are able to talk a lot.
I had to shut down my team.
I shut down my team at lunchtime. At that time, it was 2 o'clock, so I had a little more than half a day done. So I didn't lose out
on
that.
Plus, the weather isn't helping either.
Yeah, that's true. So
we need an old-fashioned pot of Jewish chicken soup.
Yeah, and
with dill.
So we're going to be in the next Wednesday or Sunday. We got a special guest on.
Yes, we do.
We're back into the musical, into musicians, and get away
from
Bob.
See the Shadow?
Yeah, See the Shadow. That's it. We're going to make sure we're on the right time and everything, so we clean that up.
Well, it's got to be 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's number one. And number two is, and then next week, we're going to kick some ass, and we're going to do some stuff, and we got a lot of things going down, and, you know, I'm helping a lot of different people and things of that nature. Plus, we're going to be taking down some corrupt lawyers and judges next week. So it's going to be kind of interesting because we got a lot of information coming out, a lot of evidence, at a lot of people that are going down for good. And it's not just the Broward County Court, but all over the country, you know, and it's very important. So
did
we're
you
doing that.
Watch Dancing with the Stars with The Miz?
Yeah, that was actually interesting.
Okay, you remember
actually,
when he did the cha-cha?
Yeah.
You know who taught him to do the cha-cha? His mother-in-law.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, definitely, Marcy is, well, Marcy's Canadian, French, and that they do that.
Yeah, but, oh, what's her mother's name? I can't remember right now. I'm stuffed up.
The mother-in-law
yeah. loves him.
Yeah.
You have no idea. She loves him. Her son-in-law, you know, her own child.
Yeah. You know that... MJF told Tony Khan to go fuck himself and all that stuff.
He doesn't have to. He has women to do it.
Yeah, I understand. But he did it such a way, and he did such a thing. Nobody knows if it's a storyline or for real, but in order to keep this thing going, they took everything off of his pictures, his entrance, everything was taken away. So, you know, they
okay,
did that.
Okay, it's a storyline, really. Doesn't he have a contract?
Yeah, it's January 1st, 2024, and he kept yelling,
storyline.
Fire me. Only go fuck
the
yourself, fire me. And they shut the mic
off. Like this.
No. But, you know, he was going after, they were paying the WWE guys more than him, and he helped start the AEW and all that stuff, which is true.
Oh,
so,
please.
You know, that's the big thing.
You know what? Darby Allin and Sting, okay? Major players there.
Darby Allin and John Moxley. Yeah, well,
so,
Darby Allin did something really nice. He goes down, when he does his entrance, he does it on the skateboard.
He's great. I like his video up on the screen.
There was a kid in the audience, in the front row, that was special needs. And after he got done with his match, he took the skateboard and gave the skateboard to the special needs kid.
He's got a heart of gold. I'm going to tell you something. The only one before that I ever thought was really fabulous in an animation video was the band Aha, who did the song Take On Me. You remember that? Best video animation I ever saw. And Darby Allin comes out there. And I usually do not give anybody credit. But I love the way they did it.
The other thing that was out there was the fact that there were a lot of injuries in wrestling this past week. Cody Rhodes, who tore his pec, and you can see the bruises and everything, he's going to be operating. CM Punk broke his foot. He temporarily relinquished his title. He broke his foot.
Holy shit.
He's going to be operated. He'll be gone for about 3 to 6 months, or maybe less.
Are they putting a pin in? What are they doing?
I don't know, but he's going to get operated on. He could come back as soon as a month, or most likely 3 to 6 months.
Do you think it's time for him to retire?
I don't know, but AJ Lee's back. That's his wife. She is now involved with some of the wrestling coming back.
I thought she was a teacher.
Yeah, she's a psychiatrist. And I'm actually talked on occasions talking about helping someone special, and especially with the same thing with Jeremy Lee Curtis. So
you know, we talk to a lot of people, and they all say the same thing. This person needs to help herself.
We know that.
It's terrible to say that.
The thing is, you can't close the doors. You got to let them know.
You never close the door on any addict or alcoholic. You never never make them feel that they're abandoned. It doesn't matter.
You let them know. You let them know that you're still there. You let them know that you love them. You let them know that the door is always open and you're always welcome. That's it. You never shut the door, because if they ever crash and they see that no one can't go, or anyone could go, can't go anywhere, that's when they end up ODing or committing suicide.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the thing. We did a podcast the other day where we talked about what happened to Wagner's son, and at 27 years old.
You think anybody's going to listen to the show with the dead air? What did
I don't
it play?
Know.
What
I
was
don't
it?
Know.
Was it just air?
Waiting for no. It says waiting for. It came in, says waiting for a host to call in, and that's what it did.
It didn't record. It didn't do anything.
No.
So we're just going to have this little bit of
a
show.
Yeah,
it's called The Trailer.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. And we're talking about that. And, you know, we are helping a lot of people around the country. And we, whatever is helping with helping Americans, feeding American and Habitat for Humanities or some other thing, just the RNC, whatever it is, we're out there doing our thing. And it's kind of interesting.
Just so loved.
Yeah.
We're attacked because we are conservatives.
Yeah.
And we are the truth. And nobody
tomorrow,
likes to hear the truth.
Yeah, tomorrow we are going to do a podcast. It'll be about 8 o'clock at night. Same thing on Friday, and Saturday could be during the day sometime, and then Sunday is the radio show. So that's the schedule. We only have maybe 10 minutes left on that, which is fine because it could save the voice crew. So this way tomorrow, work and everything. But let me say this:
you do that.
The Democrats are not for America. And never was, never will be. Not in the last, like, 40, 50 years.
I'd say 100 years since the Federal Reserve was created.
Every single...
The creature from Jekyll Island.
The top 20 cities, the highest top 20 cities in crime and murder, all Democrats. Democrats don't give a rat's ass about you and individual.
Oh, they want them dead.
Well, that's true. And I have a book called
White People Are Bad. White women are bad. White men are bad. White is bad. We're just bad. Did you hear them say it? We're bad.
Yeah, well, that's what the Democrats...
I don't know what we're bad about, but we're bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm a caring, loving, special human being, okay, who extends a helping... to everyone, to make sure they're the best. You know, that's important.
You know, so that's
nothing wrong with that.
Don't forget, there's a movie out called by Daily Wire, What Is a Woman? I urge everybody to watch it. It's really good.
Okay.
You know. And we got to stop having these rhinos, endorsing rhinos. Nancy Mace has to go. She's a rhino.
Yeah, some of those rhinos won yesterday.
No, not really. We've been pretty good.
Some America First candidates did not.
All America First candidates won yesterday. Every single one. Yeah.
How about the incumbent? Some won.
I'm also an America First candidate anyway.
Okay, so then they lied in the article, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So
what's next? What are the next races?
I'm not sure.
Did you see what was going on in Arizona with the voting boxes? They're on the mailing ballots. They're going to do it again.
They're not. We already took them
down.
They are. No, because every mail-in boxes that's out there for their primary we are even confiscating them and we're arresting them because it's
tomorrow they're voting on the gun.
That's not going to go anywhere. They only need 60% of voters in San Francisco voted out DHS of Bolton.
I know, but tomorrow in Congress, they're voting on a gun law because they're idiots. Because they want to take our guns.
It's never going to happen. They don't have the votes.
You want to pass? You want to? I bet you the House passes. I bet you the House will pass it.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter. Really doesn't matter.
I bet you we have rhinos that'll vote for it.
It doesn't matter because it's already failed in the Senate and never got there. They only have about 30 Democrats. Most of them are voting against it. None of them, because they know they're going to lose. It's already killed. It's already dead. They already announced it's been dead on arrival.
Okay. Was Nancy Pelosi really arrested today?
By the way, December 6th, 2 days ago.
December? June
6th. Yeah, June 6th, 2 days ago, rather.
Yes.
The idiot in the White House did not acknowledge or mention D-Day. Yesterday was the anniversary of Midway, where we defeated the Japanese Navy and turned the tide in World War II.
He still didn't recognize
it. He didn't acknowledge either one.
Which judge's house was going to be assassinated?
Judge Kavanaugh, they arrested a guy that was fully loaded who wanted to kill Judge Kavanaugh, calling him
brief. The Pelican Brief.
And Nancy Pelosi is responsible for that because they knew that something was about. They had security, and Nancy Pelosi, just a few weeks earlier, pulled the security off the judges.
It was weeks ago.
And this thing happened. So she's complicit. And you got idiots like Liz Cheney saying that J6 was a conspiracy. It wasn't. Yeah, it was a conspiracy by Nancy Pelosi and the FBI. And some of the people in there that they went after, like Amy Kramer, which I know, Jenny Beth Martin, I know, we're both very good friends. Even Enrique Tariq from Proud Boys, which I know, from down here. These people weren't insurrectionists. They didn't do anything. In fact, neither one of them were in the Capitol or at the Capitol at the time. This is the same thing with the gentleman that was worked for Trump. They weren't there, and they arrested him going to the airport. Look, this is a coup. This is they're trying to prevent Trump from becoming elected again. They know the Democrats are going to lose, and they just don't want Trump back in. So this is how they're going to try and stop it, except that it ain't going to work because the American people know better. Anyway, we got 4 minutes left to go on this shortened show. I wish we could expand it, but we can't. So I want to thank all our listeners for our shortened show. Sunday, we get everything right. It'll be at 7 o'clock on Sunday, and we have a special guest. And it's going to be a musical. We're going to try and stay away
from
the show.
Hopefully.
And I want to thank Scarlett for coming in and hope we all feel better because tomorrow is work. We got to work, you know?
I got a lot of shit to do.
And one thing before we leave is always be proud to be an American. Always stand up, fight for your beliefs. Do not allow others to dictate other things and do not allow losers to go in your head and take your dreams away. Be proud of yourself. Stand up and be counted because you are the best. And you know everybody should believe that I am the best. And you go in that route. Whether it's whatever business you are, whatever you're standing out, you always put your best foot forward and you always go in there with a smile. It'll start the day with a smile. It always works. So that's a good thing. And always believe in yourself, and that's the key. God bless you all. Thank you for
good night, everyone. Take care. God bless America. Bye.
And Scarlett, feel better.
my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, everybody.